Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, and this is your host, Danny Pena, live from Los Angeles to the world. What's up, everyone? By the way, this episode is going to be special because we're going to have a great conversation on why Psychonauts 2 is the most important game this year. And I have Alyssa from The Safe Point. We had her as a guest, and also my partner, Rihanna Manuel. She's also going to be part of this episode. And we had a great conversation on why we feel like this game is the most important game. Make sure to listen to it. Let us know your thoughts, and then we'll go from there. All right? Head over now to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episode. You can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Post a review. Subscribe. Follow us. It will help us out. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so I'm going to play the audio here. Make sure to give us your feedback and your thoughts. You can hit me up, Godfrey, on Twitter. And I'm very, very curious to hear what your thoughts about this discussion. So we're going to play this right now, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so this is Danny Pena, and also I have Rihanna. What's up, Rihanna?
What's up?
You know people love when you're on the show, right?
That's very good to hear. I'm excited to be on the show today. All
right, cool. And also we have another special guest, Alyssa from Safe Point Podcast. So Alyssa, mention a little bit about you and the podcast.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. Alyssa Rosa is what people know me by. I started a podcast with one of my good friends, Armando. We love video games. We love anime, tech. So The Safe Point basically is just us discussing those topics, what goes on in a week, and having guests on that love the same things as us. So yeah.
Cool. So make sure to search for The Safe Point and subscribe.
Yeah.
They're in every podcast platform, and under the description, I'll post the link there. So you guys want to check it out. That'll be cool to support. So Alyssa, I know the reason why I have you here is because I want you to ask those questions about Psychonauts 2. I finished it completely. Haven't, but you're almost there.
That's what you said.
Yes.
The last 6 hours of gameplay. And I am a collector. I have to get every single piece of collectible in every single level before I'm allowed to move on, unless I have to go get a new power and come back.
So yeah, she's almost done. And I'm not going to say how far, but you're good. But Alyssa, I know you've been curious about the game, and I just want you to ask us questions, and we'll go from there, you know? And
yeah.
And we'll just have a great conversation about Psychonauts 2.
So. Okay.
Have you ever played Psychonauts before?
No, I've never played Psychonauts. What we watched previous to us, like, recording, is the first experience I've ever had with it. So, I didn't know it was about mental health at all from the start, from the beginning. So I know I saw a retweet about things that like were happening in the game, but I also just want to know from your perspective, both of you guys, like what about it drew you to the game?
Well, I'm a huge platformer and I love Double Fine. The developers that worked on this game, they worked on multiple games. And I always been a fan of them and the team. So Psychonauts came out back in the early days of the original Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a little bit. I'm keep it real. I never finished the first one, but I really wanted to try the second one this time around. And once I got into it, I didn't know it was going to be about mental health. Like, I knew it was something about it a little bit, but the story is really deep. It is. Really, really deep. Like, there's parts that got me thinking about myself, about life and everything. And even Ree, there was a I don't know what you want me to say, but so there was one part.
Oh, yeah.
There was one part that Ree was playing by herself in the room, and I was outside the balcony, and Ree comes out outside crying, and I'm like, Ree, what happened? Like, oh, no. I was just outside. Yeah. So I don't know what.
I can explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can explain. So I think in order to have this conversation in the way that would probably be the most helpful, we will need to go over some spoilers. So There is an enemy type in the game that's called a panic attack.
Oh, okay.
And I faced this enemy for the first time, and the way it presented felt so familiar because I've experienced panic attacks before that it triggered me.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a warning at the beginning of a game in one of the menu screens where it tells you there are explorations of mental health. Here are places to go, resources if you need to get support or if you're feeling like you're in crisis. And that's really, really great because I did have a crisis triggering moment and I came out in tears and went up to Danny. I was like, it's too real. It's too real, because it was the most accurate depiction of what I felt before that I have ever seen. And I had to play through it.
Wow.
So it's not the same as seeing it on a screen in a movie or reading through it in the book. You literally have to work through it to continue the game. And I get emotional now. It really affected me. And I was grateful for that experience because it's been a while since I've done that maintenance on myself, and it forced the conversation in my own mind. And the world, the person's mind who you're exploring previous to that also felt exactly like my own depiction of my scattered brain when I'm not in a good place. And it really, really impacted me. And I think it's important for people to see different depictions of the way other people's minds work and the challenges they face when they're thinking and when they're alone. I think it's really important for kids to have this understanding of all of these different types of mental challenges, because everybody experiences some part of this to some degree at some point in their life.
Right.
And it's really important because it gives you some tools or at least some ways to help describe it to somebody else. Like, when you yell at me, I feel like this, or when I'm overwhelmed in class, I feel like that, and to show how difficult it is to get through it. So going back to your original question, I had never played the first game. It was just off my radar. And our good friend James Willems was really, really a huge fan of the first Psychonauts and Double Fine in general, as Danny was. And he was such a big fan and so excited for Psychonauts 2 to come out that he was actually invited by Tim Schafer and the team at Double Fine to be a part of the game along with his wife, Elise. And initially, I was just really excited to see my friends in a game, right? Like, that's always a really cool moment. So, you know, we watched their YouTube video where they played up until the part where they met their own characters and heard their voice acting, and that was really sweet. And then Danny, of course, got a preview copy and started playing through it, courtesy of Xbox. And as I watched both of those playthroughs, I was like, oh, this is a mental health game? That sounds like my jam, right? So, of course, I was even more thrilled once I learned a little bit more about it to play through it myself, because I'm a strong advocate for mental health awareness and for bringing these conversations to light at a larger scale and at an earlier age in people's development.
Well, I do want to say this, and a lot of people don't know. I think this is going to be my first time I ever mentioned this on the show. I mentioned it to you. So when I was young, my parents got divorced when I was like maybe 5 years old, right? So I felt alone, and I was very confused on why they got divorced. And there was a time that I felt that my parents were going to die and I was going to live by myself. And like, I had those in my mind for a while. It was so bad that my mom had to take me to therapy. So when I was playing this game, there's certain stories that you would learn, like people that you meet in the game, you would learn more about about their situation, their story. So I was always thinking about my situation when I was, you know, when I was a kid. I also want to mention this to Ree. I feel like this game is the most important game, in my opinion, of this year. Because the way how they educate people about mental health, I haven't seen that before in gaming. So,
and they made it approachable. Like, yes. they gave you terms to use, and you learn through playing against enemies and playing through people's mind levels. Like, you learn that shorthand of, like, this is what a negative thought is. This is what a bad mood is. This is what a panic attack is. And it gives you the tools to understand, like, oh, when I see a bad mood, for instance, I need to go find the source of it. Addressing the mood itself is not...
That's a huge step.
Yeah,
in, like,
it's
how to
not
move forward.
Help
and,
you get
yeah.
forward, right? So even just giving people the tools to understand, like, oh, if there's a bad mood, there's a source. I really need to pay attention to the source in order to get to the heart of why this person doesn't feel their best. Like, that presentation in a video game, like... Mm-hmm. Come on, there's no better learning tool
right.
than that.
And do they?
And it's fun, and it's fun.
Do they enhance it with, like, colors and, like, things like that? Because I know there's I forget what it's called, but there's a specific thing that a lot of people have where colors make them feel.
Yes, yeah. Synesthesia. Yes, so yes, there yes. is absolutely that is in this game, and again, kind of spoilery. I'm trying not to get into major story beats,
yeah.
but there is a person's mind who you enter where they are being reconnected with their senses, and it's overwhelming. It's an overload. Their synesthesia, like, they see too many colors, too many sounds, too many lights, too many inputs, and they shut down.
Oh, wow.
And it absolutely is a really great video game representation. Mm-hmm. Of course, they don't make it horrific.
Of course.
This is a game that's appropriate for most ages.
Yeah.
But it is overwhelming, and it's challenging, and it feels exactly the way it feels when you have too many things overwhelming you at once, and it's
okay.
really, really visually stimulating for sure.
Okay.
I do want to mention that the game is not only is fun to play, but the story is really, really good, and it's very entertaining and funny.
And well acted. There's some celebrity guests in the voice.
Oh, really?
Cast,
can you give us a little, at least one?
Well, we have one who's known in the video game nerd worlds and mm-hmm. is very musically inclined. And
yes.
there's a wonderful scene that capitalizes on
okay.
that person's talent.
I think I know who you're talking yeah. about. And I'm a big fan of that person. I think we're all a big fan of that
oh,
person.
Yeah, for sure.
No, but it's been great playing this game. And even Xbox sent us a box of the game.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a box for package for influencers and press. And in there, there's a brain. You have to unlock it. It's like a little puzzle.
Yeah.
And you'll find, like, more stuff inside the brain and everything. So it was really cool. I just love the whole concept of mm-hmm. of Double Fine promoting and just for people talk more about mental health. It's really, really cool to see that.
Yeah, I also went through something similar that you did. My parents did divorce as well when I was young. And like many kids, you feel like it's your fault. So I also went to therapy, have like a really bad correlation with bananas and therapy and just therapist. Mm-hmm. But it's good to know that like you guys were able to get through the game fully, because I feel like that's my fear with playing the game. It's just like, what if it's too triggering and I'm not ready to address a lot of things that have happened in my past. But I think it's good to know that there's people out there that have, even if you have seeked help or if you haven't seeking any help, like, it's a game you can still get through and conquer.
Yeah, I will say the triggering moment that I had, I needed to take a break. I had to mm-hmm. step away. And it's actually pretty fitting that the mind that I felt so familiar with, the one that I tweeted about, as you mentioned,
yeah.
Is a character who is very overwhelmed by too many inputs, which is the way I feel a lot of times when I'm not functioning at my most capable. And one of the things that the main character, Raz, who you're playing as, says to this person while Raz is inside their mind is, it's okay to take a break if you need to just walk away for a second.
Wow.
And it's in between challenge levels, right?
Right.
So in the construct of a video game, it's like, okay, you're running all these challenges, you're running
right.
around, your hands are sweaty, you're tired, your thumb hurts, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
In a normal gaming session, and Nintendo is great at doing this, they say, hey, are you feeling tired? Take a break when
yeah.
you're playing, you know, a physical game. But the way that works in the mental game is the character actually tells you, it's okay to take a break. And he's saying it to the person's mind who he's exploring, but he's also saying it to you
as the
player.
Right.
And God, it's so true. Like, sometimes you really just need to step away. And when I did, I came back to the game and kept playing and absolutely have been falling in love with it.
Right.
If you can't tell. Yes. By the way, I'm talking about it. But yeah, the game addresses all aspects of working through mental health difficulties and trauma and challenges in a really responsible way.
Beyond that too, I heard that one of the first things that pop up is the accessibility. Mm-hmm. And I know you, Ree, are a big advocate for that. So for you, what was it like seeing that? And, you know, if there's any advice that you could give maybe to other game developers, what would it be?
Yeah, number one would be check in with the resources that are out there and the people who know how to do it well. Mm-hmm. There are guides, there are recommendations, there are best practices. You just got to go look for them. Everybody has Google, you know how to get to it.
Yeah.
And there are even more resources for Xbox developers specifically because they have these accessibility standards for the games that they're directly involved with the development for. So I would just say look out for all of the recommendations, like mm-hmm. follow Able Gamers, follow all the people who are, you know, testing this and looking to see if it works for them because mm-hmm. they are differently abled, and take their advice. Like, everybody wants to play games. That's the thing. Like,
yeah,
nobody's asking for accessibility to take away anything from anybody else.
Right.
It's really just so more people can play.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah, I also want to mention, I'm happy that this game is also available not only on Xbox, but
oh, yeah.
on other consoles, PlayStation, PC. So it's good. I think it's a good thing. And plus, if you have Game Pass, you could play this too.
Yeah.
Part one is on Game Pass. So I think I'm gonna go and play part one.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it out because I played it back in those days.
Yeah.
But I was so hooked in other games that I completely like stopped playing it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and this story does continue the narrative from part one, but
right.
it catches you up. You don't need to play one in order to know how great two is. Obviously,
right.
I'm one of those people who never touched the first one, but you can tell it's directly referencing characters and events in the first game for sure.
Yeah, it's deep too. Again, no spoilers, but there's parts in the game that talk about like alcoholism, right?
Wow.
There's parts about gambling,
addiction
of a bunch of stuff, man. That
yeah.
I'm like, man, this is so cool that we could have this conversation. People all ages, doesn't matter if they're young and old, you know.
Right.
So it's really cool to see that. And that's the main reason why I feel like this is like the most important game
to come out this year.
To come out this year, and I really want this. For other people to name this as Game of the Year.
I was about to ask, is this your Game of the Year?
As of right now, yes. Because I previously has been, as of right now, we're in September? We're not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We're still in September.
We still got some time.
Yeah, we got some time. Might change, but Ratchet and Clank, I love that game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this one goes deeper than just games. And
right.
I feel we need more of that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why, and plus it's fun, and there's puzzles in the game. Just
mm-hmm.
Ree loves to collect a bunch of other.
Yeah, she's a collector.
So more collectibles.
She's a collector.
I'm more of like a story guy. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you feel like the story was 100%
top notch. Story is top notch. Very
probably the best, and like
a lot of surprises.
Wow.
Well written.
Well written.
I really need to play this game.
Even our friends are in the game.
Yes.
But they did an amazing job. But everybody else in the game, they did an amazing job with acting
mm-hmm.
different characters. So.
And there's so many puns. Like, there's so many puns. Like, you know, like how you think of something like you hit the mother load or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The headquarters for the Psychonauts is called the mother lobe. Like there's just so
just
many
like
great
little
brain
yeah.
puns, like just everywhere, like riddled throughout. And when you enter everyone's mind, each character who you explore has their own like primary thoughts that
right.
sort of shape the way the world works. So one of the first levels you see is a leader in the Psychonauts. And traditionally their mind looks like the medical hospital where they worked, where they had their formative years in their career, right? Then you go back in a later moment where something has changed and the entire design is mashed up with a casino.
Oh,
wow. So
it's
a hospital, but a casino. And you're like, what? What would a hospital casino look like? Where all of the scans mm-hmm. that you would normally see x-rays, now they're playing cards instead.
Okay.
And there's just so many touches design-wise that it's honestly unlike anything I've ever seen in a game. And there's some M.C. Escher-esque moments
mm-hmm.
where you're running down a hallway and you keep running down the hallway and
yeah.
then it's the other side of the hallway and you're like,
oh,
what?
Wow.
How did this even happen? But you are moving through the experience instead of Inception, for instance, where right. you're just passively watching. It's just, it's so immersive, even though it's obviously a very cartoonish art style.
Yeah.
It really does feel like I've felt this way before. I've seen things in my mind that look like this before. Like it's very accessible. And I really just love all of the ways that they chose to represent people's minds.
Like, yeah, because it's very vast. Effective. It's very different minds. The way you were explaining it kind of reminded me of Persona, because the castles are really what they like, what represents them in a way. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, like, I can see how it touches differently because it just dives deeper. And it's not necessarily like, oh, you know, we got to like fix this person's mind, make them a good person. It's more or less like, let's get to the root of this so that they can overall be a good person and feel better.
They say, find the source.
Find the source.
Yeah.
It's so important. And it's something that's missed a lot of times. Like, even as simple as you see someone crying, you're like, oh, what's wrong? Don't feel so bad. Like, cheer up. I'm like, ah, cool.
Right. But
what's reason why they're not feeling
exactly.
great? Like it encourages you to take everything a step deeper and to really truly understand where somebody is coming from rather than trying to shape it to the way you think it should be.
Right.
I do want to mention, if you go to Twitter, a lot of people have been posting clips of like a fridge that's in the game that you're in like a normal world in the game. You're walking around, you go to this fridge and you open the door and there's like a whole different world. It seems like, it reminded me of like Portal, like that type of that type of vibe.
Yeah. Wonderland sort of trippy vibe.
Okay.
So the design is super cool in the game. Super, super cool.
I really need to play this game. You guys are really selling me on this in the Hades. I'm just like, I feel like I'm missing
out. You have to play Hades. You would absolutely love it. But this has a similar feel. There are some, I would say, Metroidvania aspects where you need certain powers to get to certain collectibles or certain areas of each level. You can return to past levels once you complete them. Once you have a new power set, you can go back and do more. There are lots of different RPG elements. You know, we talked about the patches that, you know, the promotional kit had pins of that allow you different powers that you can use with your mind. There's lots of different things you can do, even in the hub world, where you're just like, go into someone's mind and see what they're talking about. Some people, they're just watching you and you just look like a little kid in a suit because they don't even think about you as a person.
Yeah.
Or you go into somebody else's mind and the only thing they can see is bacon. Like, there's just so many little details and touches, like even like the side character dialogue, like it's all so interesting and so much thought was, that's a funny pun, but so much thought was put into it. Every aspect, like there are some things that are a little bit frustrating for me as a player, like you're limited to only 4 mental actions
at a time.
Mapped at a time.
But is that real? But does that, I feel like that feels a little bit realistic, doesn't it?
It's definitely a gaming mechanic.
Right.
And it sort of like dials down the experience so that you don't feel completely powerful and too capable. And you can pause at any point during combat, which is nice, and remap everything. So you're not stuck at any point. I've never felt stuck. There are some puzzles where you have to, you know, take a second, think about it, come back maybe a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But all in all, the gameplay experience is incredibly smooth. The design is fantastic. Writing, story, voice acting, and the subject matter and the way that it's represented. I can't imagine any other game being better than this year.
Right. Difficulty?
Difficulty, I don't find it difficult at all.
It's a platformer.
I feel like platformers have their own.
It's like a normal difficulty.
Yeah.
But the boss battles is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was able
really,
to see.
Really, really fun.
Yeah.
And you could do side quests, the stuff that you could do. I wish I could say more, but this
we got to let people, you know, play the game themselves.
I want them to play it and just enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend if people try it. It doesn't matter which platform. Just support this type of
game. Yeah, just get this game.
And without being too punny, go in with an open mind. And I
literally
go in with an open mind. Like, be prepared to hear maybe things you didn't think were possible. Be prepared to see things that don't seem like they could ever make sense in any kind of real life. Like, it's not an accurate depiction of real life. It is the representation of how things seem. So it's like a perception versus reality moment, which is actually one of the game mechanics and very, very entertaining. But you do need to prepare yourself. It's not, you know, it's not Uncharted. Like, you're not
it's not that kind
of a game. Like, it's definitely more of like a Ratchet and Clank. It's
but like
cartoonish.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the main character Raz, and how do you think how like he helps? You know, if you could describe it without like giving too much away.
I feel like I'm thinking without spoiling. He's a type of character that, look, he's not perfect too, because he also make mistakes in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, huge mistakes. So it's good because he's also learning about himself and about others too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think that's
That's
very important to talk about that, not only for kids, but us humans, man, in general.
We're flawed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very important lesson.
He's a good entry point into the world of the Psychonauts, which are these group of people who lived amongst quote unquote normal people, but they have all of these mental abilities that they use to manipulate water, talk to animals, or invade people's minds. Like they're all like on a higher plane of mental function, if you will. And there are other people that you interact with who aren't, right?
Okay.
And they are not mentally gifted. I don't know what the words are that they use in the game, but they don't have these special powers, essentially. So mm-hmm. you do interact with people who are in your past, in your present, and Raz learns along the way what is a good idea and what isn't a good idea when you have the ability to enter mm-hmm. someone's mind. And it's interesting how it reflects in him and the way he interacts with his crush, his peers, his authority figures, his family. Like there's lots of interpersonal relationships that you get to watch develop over time in the game.
Nice. That's cool.
I can't wait for more people to play this game, because right now there's so many games coming out like in the holidays and now in August and up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think one of my final questions I wanted to ask mm-hmm. is...
It's okay. I'll edit. It's all good. I'll edit it. Take your time. I'll edit.
I think I completely lost it.
No.
Ask a different question.
Yeah. Take your time. I'm not.
Yeah.
Take your time. Is it about him? Is it about other characters? Is it about
Is it the world building?
The world building. The
length of the game, which
means oh, by the way, so I definitely want to mention this. The game is like about 9 to 10 hours.
I strongly disagree.
If you're just going straight to the story. That's for me. I'm a story guy. I don't like to be spending so much time. Oh, let me collect everything. I'll do that after I finish the game. That's my style.
Okay.
My style is that. But hold on.
Both. Both are good. We can have both. You can collect every single thing.
In the moment that you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then go back when you have to, because you don't have the moveset yet.
Right.
So I do want to mention this. The music in this game,
It
has this Pixar Incredibles vibe.
Okay, cool.
So it's really, really good. I think people are going to enjoy that a lot.
I know you are the only one that actually finished. Ree's still making her way through the game. So I really want to know, do you see them making a third? Or?
Yes, 100%. Now that, beyond the story, I think mm-hmm. now that Microsoft acquired Double Fine,
mm-hmm.
they need to continue to make this type of game for the platform.
Okay.
Because Xbox needs more platform games. There's a lot of first-person shooters, racing games, and everything, right? But they need a game like this, especially educational.
Oh, yeah. For
all ages, you know?
I was going to say, is there a rating on this game or no?
I think this is for everyone.
Okay.
For everyone.
That's good, then.
But
cartoon violence, but there's
nothing
no,
like
no
that's
horror,
like...
Nothing's terrifying. There's
right,
no blood.
Right.
Nothing like that.
I mean, there is some adult humor that only adults will know.
And of course, I feel like even the context of what the game's about is like mm-hmm. adults will understand it a lot more than like children would. Yeah. So
it's definitely a Shrek vibe where someone you know, makes a comment about a body part and only
adults.
People who've experienced it in that way would know.
Yeah.
No, but it's so awesome. Highly recommend it. Ree, now do you think it's the most important game of this year? Because that was coming from
that
me.
That was coming yep. Do you
I wanna know from you.
I think it's the most important game I've played in maybe the last few years. And reason being, as you know, we started talking about in the beginning of this conversation, the way that this game addresses mental health and the way that it explores lots of different aspects of mental health, lots of different ways people's minds work, healthy, not healthy,
capable, not capable, just all across the board is just so unique and so important for people who have not been in therapy and who have right. not had these conversations to have a touch point, a way to enter mm-hmm. those conversations and a way to attach at least part of what's familiar to them so they can begin discussing these things. It's I can't think of a better way to present this to an audience who could benefit from it. And I think it is absolutely the most important game of this year, but again, maybe the last few years, because so many people are dealing with mental health struggles after the pandemic and during the pandemic that we're right. currently in. And a lot of folks don't have somebody to talk to. They don't have a way to work through it. And yes, I am one of the people who try to make access to mental health care easier, but mm-hmm. it's not always possible for people. And this is a fantastic way to begin addressing things or at least recognizing things that you might want to work through.
Right.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
This episode is sponsored by Namecheap, who is offering all Gamer Tag Radio listeners an exclusive deal. Get a .live domain name today for only $1.99. That's right. .live is the perfect domain and brand name for gamers, live streamers, and esports players. Seamlessly redirect your live streams to Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, or any streaming platform. Promote your .live domain name in your bio posts, social, live shoutouts, and even stream chats, and grow your fan base today. But if .live is not for you, Namecheap's got another offer for anyone who is thinking about starting a new website. All GTR listeners can get 30% off any non-premium domain name, including a .com and other popular extensions. To access either of these deals, go to Namecheap.com, select any non-premium domain name, and enter the code GTR in the promo box at checkout. Now, let's talk about a little bit about Namecheap. Namecheap is the world's second largest domain register and a top service provider for everything you need to launch an amazing website. Namecheap has been an industry leader for more than 20 years. Their mission is to make the internet accessible and affordable for everyone. Namecheap offers hundreds of domain extensions from traditional .com, .net to .gg and .live, which has become a go-to for gamers. For many gamers and streamers. Now, here's the offer, GTR listeners. Namecheap is offering all GTR listeners a .live domain for only $1.99. The original price is $20.88, plus 30% off on any other non-premium domain name for its first year of registration. The offer cannot be combined with any existing sales, but can overdrive any current sale if its discount is less than 30%. So call to action to get your .live domain name for only $1.99 or enjoy 30% off any non-premium domain. Go to Namecheap.com and search for your desired domain and use the code GTR at checkout. We'd like to thank Namecheap for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
Now, Alyssa, do you see yourself getting this game at all, or at least, you know, try it out on Game Pass, S Cloud, or something? You know,
100%.
PC, you know,
100%. I just think I didn't, in comparison to like this and what people are comparing it to, which is Ratchet and Clank. I definitely feel as if this is more up my alley. I do like something with more story, deeper context. Again, like I said, I just think for me, it was the fear behind it. Like, I don't know if I was ready at the time to address the things that I know this game will make me address. But I agree with what Rhi's saying as well. It's just like, if it's a start to like help you get over that, especially after the year we've all had in quarantine. But I'm really intrigued. Even watching replay was just... I was like, okay, I like this game. It feels very much what like Crash Bandicoot was when I was a kid, or, you know, Spyro when I was a kid. So I didn't even know this game existed. So when I said, when I heard Psychonauts 2, I was like, two? I was like, where was the first? But yeah, to know more context on it and to hear all the positivity that not only you guys were talking about, but anyone who's ever like played this game, it just makes me want to play the game even more. Mm-hmm. So whether it's on you know, Game Pass or my PS5, I definitely want to pick it up and try it out and play.
Yeah. And the reason why I mentioned that to support it is because I want to see more games like this in the future.
Yeah, I do too.
So the more support that we'll give to the studio, now they see, okay, people like this. We gotta make this more in the future, you know. So yeah, I'm excited. I definitely know that definitely they're gonna work on part 3.
Yeah.
And on. I think this is a very important game now for Xbox and Double Fine.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth calling out, not only is it important for all the reasons that we've been talking mm-hmm. about, it's also so well done.
Yeah.
Like, it's so well executed. I've experienced one bug and it was not at all affecting the gameplay.
The one that it we was just...
Yeah, just yeah. a visual bug. And for a game that I've spent 15 hours in, that's See? Yeah. not so bad, right? Especially on a platformer, which, you mm-hmm. know, they have a lot of different mechanics crashing into one another. So I can't give this game enough compliments. It's fantastic. Everybody should play it.
Awesome.
All right, Alyssa. Anything else, Alyssa? Any any final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
Questions for us and what?
No, I feel like you guys answered all the questions. I was really, you know, even with like kids can play it, you know, like that's a big thing. Because we're not the adults play video games, but kids do too. That's why
I would say not only can kids play it, I would encourage them to. I would encourage any adult who knows there's a kid who can handle the subject matter, mm-hmm. encourage them to play this game. It's going to open up so many conversations that you can have with that person as they're developing, as they're figuring out the world, as they're figuring out themselves and the people around them. It gives you, like I said, so many tools to have the conversations that we need to be having right now. It is a must play.
Oh yeah, 100%. I totally agree.
Well, listen, I just want to say thank you for asking all these cool questions about Psychonauts 2.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And it was a great conversation. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, let me take notes. And
no, we were just hanging out, honestly.
We were just hanging out.
Just vibing.
Yeah. So, Alyssa, you want to mention your Twitter, social media, once again, the podcast?
Yeah, of course. You guys can follow me on Twitter. I'm mostly on there. Alyssa Rosa, 3 A's at the end, I'm assuming. You'll find me. You'll figure it out. It's easy. Mm-hmm. And the Safe Point. We don't have an Instagram, but you can follow the VG Amateurs on Twitter as well. Or YouTube,
so it's video
Twitch.
Video game amateurs.
Yeah,
so people don't know,
video game amateurs. You can find us all through there, me and Armando.
All right, cool. No, thanks a lot. And shout out to Armando.
Yeah, shout out to Armando.
We got to invite him on the podcast, too. So
yes.
Have some debates because he's always...
Oh, yeah. He's trying to debate you all the time.
Yeah, always in the chat. I'm like, I'm not ready for that right now. It's all good, man. But thanks a lot, Alyssa.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're back here. Thanks to Alyssa from the Safe Point podcast. Make sure to subscribe to their show. It's a pretty cool show. Great discussions over there too. They always release episodes over there, and they're also part of Audioboom, so shout out to them. And also thank you to Rihanna for being part of this episode. Great conversation. Look, we love Psychonauts 2. It's a great game, and the game is available right now on PlayStation and also PC and Xbox. If you have Game Pass, you could download it, try it out from yourselves. It's a very, very important game and so much fun. So, so much fun. But congrats to Double Fine. Amazing game. I can't wait to play this again because now I finished the game. So now I'm trying to do the side quests and other stuff after I finish it. So that's going to be fun to try it out. All right, guys. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. Remember, go right now to Twitter. Post your comments, reply to me, send me your thoughts, or email us at fama@gamertagradio.com. Once again, head over to gamertagradio.com, listen to the shows there. You can find us on the podcast app, and also be part of our Fama discussion. And here's how you could be part of it.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're out. Until next time, take care, everyone. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.